Now that it's been open for a few months, it's time for the Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University to change things up. Some inaugural exhibits are departing, and three new exhibits go on display this Friday. WKAR Scott Pohl talked with the museum's curator of contemporary art, Allison Gass, about what's new at the Broad.
We have three exhibitions. They are Aniza Khan, a solo exhibition of a young Pakistani female artist who's never had a museum show in the United States before, which is really exciting. That's organized for us by Karin Zitzowitz, who's a professor in the art history department at MSU. And then we're opening an exhibition called Cuica Diarios by the artist Guillermo Cuica, who's Argentinian. And this is an exhibition organized by the Drawing Center in New York, coming to us on loan. And finally, a small collections show organized by me called Geometries, Selections from the Collection, which looks at the role of geometry in 20th century abstraction and will, in the end, partner with our next big show that opens in March, an exhibition I've curated called Pattern Follow the Rule. So those will kind of go together once we get the whole museum changed over.
Describe them for me, please.
There are three very different exhibitions. The Aniza Khan exhibition is really a study of contemporary conditions in Pakistan, particularly in Karachi. It will be a combination of things in that gallery. There are extraordinary metal sculptures that she makes, which are called armor lingerie. They're amazing, almost sort of bustiers made of steel, and those will hang in part from the ceiling. In other instances, they'll sit on pedestals. There are large, beautiful, colorful paintings that are kind of these lilting visions of life in Pakistan, a series of photographs, and two video projections. So that show will really cover a great deal, and it's a beautiful, thoughtful, scholarly show, again, curated by a professor here. Cuica Diarios is a very simple idea and a very powerful show. There are 17 paintings in the exhibition. They are all 48-inch round canvases. They're called diarios because they're really kind of diaries. Each one of them was made in a single day by Guillermo Cuica, and they really are kind of a combination of writing and painting and drawing and mapping and really thinking about imagination, memory, and sort of the self on a daily basis, putting things out on canvas in this instance. So you'll see those installed around the gallery along with a large video that's an image of Cuica actually making the work. So there's kind of a didactic element there. And Geometries looks at great work from our collection. We have 10 series of Joseph Albers prints, The Homage to the Square, which kind of explores depth as colors change across a set pattern. A beautiful, our major Ken Noland color field painting, which is just an amazing thing to see in person, one of my favorite pieces from the collection. Six prints from Sala Witt, looking at the way depth changes as lines are added and subtracted from the same format. Two Bridget Rileys that really play with kind of optical illusion and seem to undulate when you look at them. And the two Kristen Kammermeyers that we acquired out of our summer show last year. So kind of taking us from the first part of the 20th century to work being made literally, you know, in this year by Kristen. So that's a great show too. So there's a wide range of things that you can see when you come to the museum right now.
Which exhibits are we losing here?
We've just closed In Search of Time, which was curated by our director, Michael Rush, and that was his exhibition that looked at cross-historical dialogues through the collection and some key Broad Foundation loans. So that's gone now, and we're sad to say goodbye to it. But and then we will, on February 24th is the last day to see the major installations that you've come to know, the Inigo Manglano Ovale, the Petroj Soweto House, the Chenchulins or the Hanging in Space, those will close, and then Michael Rush's Global Groove show will close as well.
Allison Gass is curator of contemporary art at the Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott. It was fun.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.